new friends and old flames, blowing up a text chain. Little town, big news. Diesel in a gas can, couple hundred beer cans, chilling in the igloos. Red oak and tall pine piled up sky high. It's about high time to fire it up, jump the wire, let the down homegrown smoke take you higher. Pour a little corn ran through the copper, looks like water in your cup till you fire it up and drink it down. Moon like a disco ball. Little Dipper digging this, skinny dipping long kiss, too dark to see it all. So we fired up, burn the tires, let the down homegrown smoke take you higher. Pour a little corn ran through the copper, kinda looks like water in your cup till you fire it up and drink it down. Then it kinda makes the world. Jump the wire, let that down homegrown smoke take you high. Pour a little corn ran through the copper, kinda looks like water in your cup till you fire it up and drink it down. Then it kinda makes the world go round. Fire it up, jump the wire, let that down homegrown smoke take you high.
That was a Gord Bamford and a Fire It Up, taken from his latest album by that same name. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes show in the company of your cabaret casanova, Romeo of the Rodeo, and the Italian DJ Nick. And my people, it's truly an honour and a pleasure to welcome back the show after way too long, the one and only Gord Bamford. Hey Gord, how are you today?
I'm great, thanks for having me back.
Oh, we're very, very happy to have you back indeed, Gordon. Of course, you are back with a brand new album, and we just heard, of course, the title track. And when it actually comes to this song of yours, Fire It Up, are there any stories or anecdotes behind it?
You know, I've actually had the song for quite a while. You know, I had it recorded and just trying to figure out when to put it out with the way the world was the last few years. But yeah, I know, just a real fun summertime, you know, spring, summer anthem that like I said, we worked on for quite a while, but just got it released, and it's the title track to the record. And it's gonna be fun to see how it turns out.
Oh, I'm sure it's gonna be very, very well received. I mean, we're absolutely loving it over here, and I know it's gonna do really, really well. And speaking of the album as a whole, Gord, what are people getting with this latest album of yours? How would you describe it compared to your previous releases?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a combination of a bunch of stuff that I had kind of ready to go, and obviously got put on the back burner, and then some new stuff that I was able to write and record. And it's kind of, you know, it kind of adventures back to guess what I love to do the most, which is play country music. So it's kind of more true and blue to that for me, for sure.
Oh, well, it's fantastic. And speaking actually of which, I mean, these days you are considered somewhat of an institution when it comes to Canadian country music. And do you feel this makes your job more stressful due to what folks may expect from you?
Yeah, you know, good question. You're always trying to be better than the last time you put a record out or make the tour better. And I think, you know, it's great to be considered that way. But at the same time, there is a lot of pressure to, you know, maintain, you know, at least what you're doing, and but try to do better every time. So yeah, I like it. I like being under the gun a little bit. I like the pressure, and you know, it tests everybody. So it's yeah, it's just good to be back touring again, which is nice. So that's been fun for everybody.
Oh, I'm sure. And you know, so I guess you work better under pressure then.
Yeah, I think I do.
Fantastic. And of course, as I was mentioning off air, you and I had the chance to meet in person over here in Italy at the Voghera Country Festival. And, you know, what differences did you find playing a European festival over, say, a North American one?
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's kind of my type of bands, you know, they're really, you know, I guess more into the sound of country music is what I felt, you know, it was a little more traditional feel, and a little more Alan Jackson type country music, you know, which the line dancing is really neat. You know, we don't see that here. There's a ton of line dancing there. And some of the songs that you know, the Europeans like of mine are ones that, you know, I have to go back into the vault and learn them again, because they're a little bit older from the ones that I had, but they're a little more on the countryside. So it was, it's awesome. I love coming there and playing there, and the fans are great, and you know, very passionate about country music, which is awesome.
Well, we definitely look forward to having you back over here in Europe sooner rather than later. And, you know, I know you've been on tour a lot lately, you know, you're very much in demand. And what would you say, though, is your least favorite thing about touring so much?
You know, I love it. I just, I guess as you get a little older, it's harder to try and, you know, get your sleep and make sure that you're feeling healthy and away to go. So it's, I love touring, you know, we missed it for a few years, like I keep mentioning, but it's probably my most favorite thing to do is be on the road and play. So we're excited. We're going to get to Australia this year, which we haven't been back for a while, and play there a couple times, where that's where I was born. So my dad's there and stuff, and get to go there. And we got a ton of touring here in Canada with our Canadian dirt tour. So yeah, anytime, typically we usually get over to Europe at least once or twice a year, and not this year, it doesn't look like, but you know, love every minute of it coming over there. And you know, it's pretty awesome when you got a job where you can go see different parts of the world, you know, and go make a living and play music and you know, create new fans. So for me, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Oh, I definitely hear you on that. And, you know, I know that you're quite the hockey fan. And I recall actually, you know, talking to you and your band about the Edmonton Oilers, who are doing very, very well this particular year. Do you think they can go all the way this season?
Well, not after last night. They were pretty bad last night. They lost. But, you know, I think, I think they've got the tools to do that. But, you know, there's been a lot of surprises in the NHL playoffs this year. Some teams that, you know, I've got through the first round, and really anybody can win it, but definitely hoping for the Oilers.
Oh, well, you know, we'll definitely be following them with interest indeed. And here's a curious one for you. A lot of Canadian artists that I've talked to say they find it hard to break into the American market. And why do you think this is?
I don't know. I mean, I lived there for, you know, 4 years and was, you know, working on that too. I don't know. I think it's very, that's a hard thing to say. I think they definitely take care of themselves, you know, which is fine. But, you know, it seems like it's tough to break in on the countryside for anybody that's, you know, not from America, which is kind of how I found it. I met lots of great people there. I love every part of being there. But it's a big market. It's demanding, you know, and you know, a country like Canada where you can really have a great career, you know, independently if you want, and do very well and make a living at it, is busy enough. And then you feel, you know, you got Europe, and then you got Australia, and, you know, and then you have a family. I've got three kids and a wife. So, you know, went down there and tried it out a little bit, and more so on the songwriting side. I love writing songs and doing records there, but no, I'm just really content with what I'm doing now. And it is tough. It happens, but it's tough to break that market for sure.
Oh, I certainly hear you on that. And when it actually comes into this new year, 2023, granted we're only 5 months almost now into this new year, what are the objectives and goals that you've set yourself for 2023?
Yeah, we're just touring a lot, you know, so we're just, we want to set out and tour a bunch, DJ, and then, you know, release this record and have success with the singles on it and songs. And I mean, finding music these days is different too. You know, you can get it many different ways. So building more and more fans and continuing to you know, embrace the fans that we've had and putting out music that they enjoy is kind of the goal. And yeah, I feel like it's going to be a busy year, but we're definitely ready for it.
Well, and I'm sure that you'll continue to bring us great, great country music for many years to come. And for those who want to stay up to date with your very busy schedule, where can we send these folks to?
Yeah, just gordbamford.com has everything on it. You'll find all our info there. It's been a brand new website, and I'm the Gord Bamford on Instagram and at Gord Bamford on Twitter and Facebook. So go check it out. But anything you need is on our website. We got brand new merchandise. You can order whatever you want up there. We got everything's right there.
Fantastic stuff. Well, folks, you have your one-stop shop for all the great stuff that Gord Bamford has going on. And speaking of Gord Bamford, goodness, Gord, we're going to be seeing you out here with another awesome song of yours, which will be One Heartbeat from Heaven. Now, when it comes to this song, any particular stories behind this one?
Yeah, you know, I write a lot of my own songs. This isn't one of them. It was written by Galen Griffin and Buddy Owens, who Buddy and I have written a lot of stuff together. And same with Galen. But I definitely can relate to the song. But at the time, Galen's wife was going through stage 4 cancer at that time. She's since been in remission, which is awesome. But I think really personal song for him when he sat down and wrote it. And a song that has totally, you know, impacted many different people through the, like, we've never seen emails and fan mail like we have on this song. It's been incredible. And just a real song that people can relate to. And I think sometimes those are the best ones. So
I certainly agree. A great song is even greater when it's relatable to people. So we're going to bring into this awesome song. This will be Gord Bamford and One Heartbeat from Heaven. Gord, I want to once again thank you so, so much for your time. I truly appreciated it.
Anytime.
And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for 2023.
Thanks, DJ. Anytime. Appreciate your support.
Oh, well, the pleasure was certainly ours. Well, my people, you heard it from Gord Bamford. Be sure to keep up to date with everything he has going on, because believe you me, there is a lot going on. He has an awesome new album out there, Fire It Up. Be sure to pick that up. Here's the great song from it. This will be One Heartbeat from Heaven. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show with your Italian DJ Nick. We'll be right back after this.
I wonder if you hear what I'm saying. I wonder if you recognize it's me. My heart believes there's parts that haven't faded, that somewhere in there's a you you used to be. It hurts like hell to lose you slow, but I keep holding on to hope. 'Cause we're all just one heartbeat from heaven, but I pray you're many from your last, and I'm clinging to the memories you don't have. You can't see the tears that I keep hiding. If I said I wasn't broken, I'd be lying, watching you go. Now I know there's worse things than dying. I remember when you told me where you're going. So why am I afraid to say goodbye? Your faith was strong enough to keep me growing when my world was just too dark to see the light.
See the light.
You had enough to get me through. Now it's my turn to carry you. 'Cause we're all just one heartbeat from heaven, but I pray you're many from your last, and I'm clinging to the memories you don't have. You can't see the tears that I hiding. If I said I wasn't broken, I'd be lying. watching you go. Now I know there's worse things than dying, like living knowing that your angel soul is halfway home, like holding hands and telling you it's okay to let go. You'll get your wings and soon you'll be out flying. If I said I wasn't broken, I'd be lying, watching you go. Now I know there's worse things than dying. There's worse things.